Hey folks, it's Jay Marks again from Flex Training System. Hope all is well and everyone's training hard. Today we're going to talk about the proper procedure for warming up and stretching, the benefits of it. I'll be going through a whole routine of how to stretch your body, upper and lower body, what type of equipment you can use to warm up. So we're just going to head on downstairs and we'll get started, and should be a lot of fun. Okay, so you've made it to the gym. You've walked over. Are you warmed up? No. Walking over to the gym is not a warm-up. Going to the sauna or the hot tub is not a warm-up. A warm-up consists of 5, 10, or 15 minutes on a piece of cardio equipment or something that's getting your heart rate up. So I'm going to start with the bike first. This is a recumbent bike. It's got a back support. It's great for anybody who's got any back problems. I'm going to start off first how to adjust properly on a bike. So this would either go for a regular bike or recumbent bike. Right now, I'm unable to reach the pedal. I'm hyperextending the knee. This is mistake number one. So what we want to do on any of the bikes is make sure that when you're in the extended position, you've got a slight bend in your knee. Okay? So this is correct. This is incorrect, because now it's putting pressure on your hips. All right, so right now I got my back nice and relaxed. I got a slight bend in the knee. A lot of these equipment actually have what we call a quick start button. You don't need to really program anything for a warm up. Just get it going. So here I'm just gonna press start. Everything will turn on. I'm keeping a consistent pace, but at a low level, which is about 50% of my maximum target heart rate, which we'll talk about in the next segment, how to figure out what heart rate. The whole idea here is just get a bit of a sweat going, get the muscles loose, get the fluid, it's called synovial fluid, in your joints warmed up. Just like starting a car on a winter day, you're not gonna just plug the car in and go, you let it warm up. Your body's the same way. See, a car you can fix, your body you can't. Pick a tension that will allow you to give you a decent warm up where your heart rate's up probably 10 or 15 beats per minute than what your resting heart rate would be. So my resting heart rate is about 65. I don't wanna be any higher than 100 during my warm up. If you're training with a trainer, your job is to warm up. They'll stretch you. So if your session starts at 6 and you get there at 6:05, you still got to warm up. So you just lost 5 minutes of working out, I'd still warm up. Okay, now there is ways of warming up without equipment. Jumping rope, boxing on a boxing bag or with hand weights. Anything that gets you moving and gets your heart rate up. Like I said, warming up, running, walking over to the gym, doing one push-up, that's not a warm-up. Warm-up is usually cardiovascular activity that will allow your joints, your fluids, your ligaments and tendons to be lubricated. I didn't warm up once properly. When I used to do kickboxing, I decided to throw a kick. Pulled my groin muscle. That was when I was 15, and I'm now 30, so 15 years later, I still have the injury just because I decided not to warm up properly. So for all those people that say that it doesn't do anything, but take an elastic band, you know, you take an elastic band, put it in the fridge, take it out, pull it, it's gonna snap. Keep elastic band at room temperature, doesn't snap. Your ligaments are the same way. Warm up and stretch properly, and the efficiency and the intensity of your workout will increase, because it won't hinder your next set. Okay, folks, so now that we've done a proper warm-up and we've talked about the benefits of the warm-up, we now move to the stretching. And stretching should be done as soon as possible once your body's warmed up. That way no injury will occur. So I'm gonna go through some stretches for your upper body and lower body. The sequence that you do it in is your choice. The length you do it is your choice. So the first stretch we're gonna do is for the upper body. You're gonna stretch your shoulder muscle. So what you're gonna do is just take your right arm, or left arm, we'll start with the right. You're gonna pull it across your body this way, okay? Having your arm just below the elbow or wrist, you don't wanna be pushing on a joint and pulling it in this way. This would not be a stretch. This is actually just resting and doing absolutely nothing. So what we want to do is pull it right across, breathing in and out. Each stretch can be held 15, 20, 30 seconds. On certain days, you may want to stretch a little longer if it's a little cooler outside, especially when the winter comes. Coming across this way, same thing as well. And again, you want to make sure you're breathing. So don't hold your breath. Please don't. People do it all the time. You don't turn blue when you stretch. Now I'm gonna do the stretches just once, but you probably would repeat at least 2 or 3 times each stretch. The next stretch that I like to do is the tricep stretch. So we've gone from this to here, and the tricep stretch is just reaching behind grabbing the elbow and just pulling down like so. If you're unable to reach that far, that's okay. Even this is fine as well. Depending on your range of motion, you may not be able to do it. Falling across to the other side. Always keep your chin up as well when you're stretching. You know, as soon as you do this, you cannot breathe. And then when you cannot breathe, you turn blue, so. Good, so now we've stretched the shoulder and tricep. For the chest, one way of stretching, and actually just use the tree right here, is you place your hands one way, so your fingers are facing this way, and your feet face the opposite way. So my feet are going this way, and my hands are going that way. And you wanna have your arm a little less than shoulder, and just gonna turn and stretch all these muscles up in here. And then you rotate, this is tricky because when people turn around, they get confused. So whatever way you place your fingers, just turn your feet. So I'm not really facing the same way, but I am facing the opposite here, and I'm just stretching this out. This is a really important stretch to do for the shoulders and chest. And before I forget, you also stretch in between all your sets. So all these stretches you'd use in between your sets. Don't sit there and chat with somebody. Get on your cell phone. In between your sets, you stretch. Good, so now you've stretched chest, shoulders, and triceps. We're gonna move to the back. One way to stretch the back is feet apart. Place your hand on your waist or thigh. Do not place it on your knee. And you're just gonna reach over nice and slowly just to feel a good, decent stretch. A stretch should feel comfortable. If it's starting to hurt, you're going too far. And you'll find that by the second or third time that you do it, your body will be a little more warmed up. So you don't wanna ever bounce. You never wanna do any of this movement. It's just nice and hold and relax. It's called a static stretch. We're just holding the movement. Another way to also stretch your back, if you come over here, at the gym, any object that you can grab this way is you place your two hands like this, feet nice and flat, pretend you're sitting in a chair and you're trying to pull whatever you are holding onto towards you and just holding it right there. You can do one arm at a time and stretch, okay? Making sure, this is incorrect, you don't want to go up on the toes like this because now your heels have come off, so you just want to pull a nice good stretch. Good. And then for the final stretch for the upper body would be your neck. So what we want to do is actually just use two fingers here, grab the top of the head, pull down and look towards your chest. Okay, it's very light. Yanking and cranking is going to hurt off to the other side. Now I've only done the stretch once. You can repeat as many times as you wish. You can hold it as long as you wish, but it has to be done after you've warmed up. It has to be done in between your sets, and it has to be done at the end of your routine, after the 1 hour that you've trained. That way there's not gonna be any rips or tears or whatnot. Now that we've done the upper body, we're gonna give the lower body a good decent stretch. Now the lower body, you got your quadriceps, quad meaning four muscles, you got your hamstrings, you got your glutes, and your glutes actually attach up by your hamstring up in here, where this is where most people pull a muscle. You've got the groin, even the calf stretch, and lower back and hips. So, first stretch we're gonna do, you're gonna lay down straight out this way. Take your right leg and just place it over the right knee. And then you're gonna take your left hand and just pull it down, nice and slow. Your arm can be anywhere in this range. Up here, you get a nice stretch in the chest, but if you find it's hindering your movement, you're not really doing this area, let's concentrate here. Now, the closer your leg is and the higher the leg is to your on your body, the deeper the stretch is. So if you find, hey, this is hurting, bring your leg down just a bit or don't pull as much. This stretch here is gonna stretch all this muscle right in here, extremely tight. Everyone's got a tight butt, tight glutes, so hold that right there. Okay, and again, you're breathing in and out. Then you're gonna flip to the other side, leg is straight. This one's bent right across the knee and just turn over. Your shoulders stay flat. So you don't wanna be like this because right now I've taken the stretch right off my glute, holding it right here. Good. Now, repeat it both sides as many times as you wish. From there, I like to sit up and go right into a hamstring stretch. So what I do is I take one leg, place it straight out, take the other leg, I pull it right in. Make sure that your leg isn't over the other leg, okay? The right arm and the right leg just sit with each other. A lot of people like to stretch with both arms. That's more advanced because you'll feel it in the back as well. What we want to do is just do a beginner stretch. So we're just going to place your hand here and reach out. Leg is nice and straight, okay? If you find there's too much tension, then you sit up. If you want less tension, you just loosen up the leg, have a slight bend. But the optimal stretch would be having the leg straight, reaching as far as you can for a decent stretch, chin up. I don't really recommend sticking your head to your knee. This is gonna stretch the left leg. Right leg is not doing anything here. Now I'm gonna switch sides. Same thing. Legs in tight this way, don't sit over the leg. Leg straight. You'll find one side might always be tighter than the other. I always have a tighter side than the other. So what I do is I try not to go too far on that tight side, but I'll hold the stretch just a bit longer. And just out and reach this way like this. If you can only come to there, that's fine. Come to here, that's fine. Again, you don't want to lean over too far. So the routine I do is I'll go left leg, right leg, then I'll bring both legs in. I'll sit up nice and straight. I'll grab right here on the ankles, and using my elbows, I'll just push the legs down just a bit. So, feet are further away from you, less of a stretch. Feet closer in, more of a stretch, and more of a stretch if you press down on inner thighs with your elbows here. Again, a common mistake people do here is they do this. That's a no-no. You're not a pretzel. And sitting up straight this way and holding, and then what I'll do is I'll just relax and then press down again lightly. And you notice I'm always sitting up straight. I got my leg now. I'm gonna take my left leg. I'm gonna go right back to this stretch. So what the sequence will look like is this stretch to here, holding each stretch for 30 seconds, then back to here, and back to here, just like that. So from there, we're gonna move back to another stretch where you get to lay down again. Lay down like this. You're gonna bend your right leg, take your left leg, place it over your right knee. Now, this is the beginner stretch. You would just do this, relax your head, take your left hand, push your knee away from you, and you'll feel the stretch in the left hip, just like this. A more advanced stretch would be lifting your leg up, placing your foot on an object like a chair, and pushing. So I take my right hand on the heel here and just push. I'll pull here, push here. And it's a deeper stretch. And again, it's in the hip. And then if I want more in the leg, in the bum, I actually grab between the two legs, sit back, and I pull the leg in just to there. And take advantage of the fact that you're lying down. Just lie down, stick your head down, breathe, and relax. And then you're gonna switch sides. So again, we start left leg down, right leg across the knee, push the knee. If you want more of a stretch, take your hand here and just pull one way and push. Back is always flat. More advanced is you'd lift your leg up and push. And then from there, you can reach in between like this, grab and pull down. And that gets you all in here. Great for running, jumping, any type of movement, like a ballistic movement where you jump forward. The stretch that we're gonna do now, folks, is called the running stretch. It's the most commonly messed up stretch that you can do. And I'm gonna go straight into it with the mistake and then teach you the proper way. Here's the mistake. I'm not gonna use the mat here. I'll start this way first. You see this all the time where people will lunge to one side. Here's the mistake. Watch this foot. This is incorrect. Once your heel has come off the ground and your knee is past your toe, you're putting stress on your patella, which is the knee joint, okay? I see coaches that do this wrong, even for running, my kickboxing, when I took kickboxing, that's probably why I have a bad knee. This is the number one reason why people have knee injuries. Your foot should never come off the ground, the heel, that is, and your knee never goes past the toe. So instead of doing this, you're doing this. Place one hand on the knee, above the knee, sorry, and one hand on the thigh above the knee. Again, you're not pressing against the joint, and you just lunge forward till you feel it in here. You don't have to go any further than that. And the great thing about this stretch is you just come apart, and then you stretch to the other side. Again, look, I'm not pushing on the knee. It's all in here. You'll feel the stretch right from here, cross the groin to the other side. You repeat it again, go to the other side. And now for the other stretch, which is also called the runner stretch, is where you place one leg in front, one leg behind. I'll stand this way first to show you. You want to have your feet roughly in line with your shoulders, so you don't want one leg out to here or back this way. So what I normally do is have my feet together. I just step back, probably a larger step than most people would take. And what I do is I'm just going to drop the knee to the ground and hold it right there. Again, my hand right on the knee. Front foot's flat. It's never past the toe. For a more advanced stretch, you would actually lift the leg up, take a further step back. And again, I'm just placing my hands here, body nice and straight. I'll stand sideways to show you. So here's beginner. If you actually point your toe and lean forward a bit more, again, the knee's right behind the toe, a little bit more advanced. And then the more advanced would be up this way here. And then when you're done, step forward, bring both feet together. Get your balance. Step back again, keeping in line. Bring the knee down and hold there. Push your hips forward, you get a nice stretch. Hurts a little bit, don't push forward. Again, point the toe, push forward, get more of a stretch. Don't push forward, less of a stretch. Lifting up, vice versa. So again, we've got the side one like this, the front one this way, vice versa. And the very last stretch that we're gonna do, which is come over to the wall, is for your quadriceps. Always keep in fact that muscles are like elastics. If one side's too tight, the other side will hinder. So I'll give you an example. Your hip is what we call a ball and joint. It actually looks like a circle. You got muscles that come this way and this way. If these muscles are too tight, it pulls the hip joint this way. So you'll see a lot of this. And now that is causing some lower back pain because your hip is actually rotated back. And that's why you always want to make sure you do the same amount of stretches on both sides. Some people will have tighter hamstrings and quads. If that's the case, stretch the area a bit more, but do not forget the quad stretch or the hamstring stretch, because again, if this hip turns like this, as much as this looks silly, looking silly is one thing. What it can do to your body is a lot more dangerous. So always want to make sure you got a good stretch here. So we've done the hamstring stretch. Here's the quad stretch. And we go into the gym, I'll actually do an advanced version of this. Common mistakes are people try to do the stretch without holding on to something. I'm on uneven ground right now, and I got these Nike Shox. So these are great shoes, but there's not a lot of stability on an uneven ground. So I'm going to put my right leg here. I'm going to put my right hand here. I'm going to take my left hand. I'm going to grab just the instep of my foot. And this right now is incorrect. What we want to do is keep the knees together, face the wall. And you don't have to pull your leg this way. So this is incorrect. You want to just keep your body like this. How you get a decent stretch here, folks, is you just push your hip forward. So I'm not lifting my leg any higher, because what's happening, if I start to do this, it's doing the same thing as this. Remember, this was wrong. So let's make sure we don't do that. Just a light stretch. Look, I'll hold it even lower. And I just push the hip out. And you'll feel it from your hip flexors right down to your knee. Drop the leg down. Before you lift the leg up, place one hand. Get your balance. Grab the right leg, knee instep. Knees together. Push the hip and just hold. Breathe in and out. The order that you do these exercises, it's your choice. The length that you hold it at, hold it for at least 15 seconds. But when you do your stretching, is after your warm-up, between sets, at the end of your routine. Overstretching is also considered dangerous. Overstretching would be someone who stretches 5-6 times a day. Or you overstretch in a session, you're going beyond your capabilities. And your capabilities will be when you go like that, you've gone too far. So now we're going to demonstrate how to do some stretches within the gym. You'd be amazed what you can use, grab onto, pull, turn a certain way to get a good decent stretch. So for the chest stretch, we're actually going to do both sides at one time. I'm going to use a door frame here. Place my left and right arm up. Here's shoulder height. You want to go just a little bit higher than shoulder. Step forward with the left leg, and that will stretch the left side a little bit more. And you're just leaning into it very lightly. So I'll stand this way to show you. Well, there's nothing, there we go. This like this. Okay, so incorrect would be way up like this or throwing your side forward. If you've got an injury and you want to just be careful on that one side, just do one arm at a time. Just like this. This is the same stretch to some degree as this one here. This is really great to do after push-ups or doing any chest, like bench press, any chest exercise. So remember, the back is the largest muscle of the upper body. It's the most complex muscle of the upper body, and it's probably the easiest muscle to pull because it attaches your neck and shoulders. So you've got different versions of the back. Place your palms down. And again, your feet are flat, not on the toes. Just sit back and pull chin up. If I was to take my palms and reverse it, same area that we're working, just hits the back a little differently. And again, you can do one arm at a time, and if I step back with one leg, I'm still making sure I'm not up on the toes this way. A lot of people don't know how to stretch their bicep. So here we go, folks. This is your chest stretch where your palm is facing this way, thumb up. Now, here's the magic. Turn your palm down, thumb down, you'll stretch your bicep. So the tricep, everyone knows how to do that, but the bicep is very difficult because they're like, it's this palm down, and you turn your body away just like that. So one thing you want to be careful of when you're stretching is A, don't get in other people's way. B, don't be in or near cable or pulley systems. Use benches as a stretching guide, but make sure your shoes are clean. You don't have some courtesy. So for the hamstring, I can just reach up here. I've got my one foot turned out just a bit down below here. Right here puts a lot of stress on my groin. I just turn it out this way. And again, leg is nice and straight. Do not push on your knee. Just reach out as far as you can and stretch. Try not to lean over. Again, that's more advanced. I just say hold it. And then you reverse it as well. And again, I just want to make sure that my leg is straight. Leg is pointing this way. You want to make sure your leg is straight. And then you're not leaning with both hands. Just one. One is enough. Okay, folks, so that's our segment today on the proper warm-up and stretching. Again, if you have any questions, just log on. I've tried to give you different ranges for beginner, medium, and advanced type of stretching. Remember, stretch before and during and after your routine, and your exercise will be that much better. Take care, folks, and I'll see you next time.